ESPN 107.3 presents the Mid-Mo Smoke Show with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner of the Ring of Fire Barbecue in Sullivan on ESPN 107.3.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 in beautiful Rolla, Missouri. I am your host, the pitmaster, Lyle Quast, owner and operator of Ring of Fire Barbecue Food Truck and Catering in Sullivan. As usual in the studio is my co-host and producer, Colin Fisher. And you can join us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on Midmo's ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com to listen to any of our previous shows. If you have something you'd like to add to the show today, give us a call at 573-364-1045 or text us at 573-BBQ-BBQ-9. And we have got one rainy day here today in Rolla. And I know a lot of people say, oh, you can't get your grills out. But, hey, here's the reason why you can. This first segment is Mid-Mo Smoke Show is brought to you by Peterson Oil and Asphalt, family-owned and filling propane in Sullivan and surrounding areas since 1934. And right now you can pre-order your propane. And working with Peterson Oil is a blast. You know, if you got them propane grills, it don't take long to heat them up. You know, the rain ain't going to stop you. You got to cover. And, you know, this morning I wanted to do a couple things here. First thing is I want to give a shout-out to the group down in Oklahoma City that is started making a – or start doing, I guess would be the word, a listening party for our show on Sunday evenings. They bring it up on the computer. And there's a group down in Springfield at the college that my daughter's got something to do with. And they do the same thing on Sunday night. They get together. She cooks barbecues. People bring the sides, and they listen to the show. And, you know, we Colin and I have been talking about this. If you guys decide to get a listening party together.
Which you should do.
Which you should do. And cook some great barbecue, too. Go ahead and do that. And send us a picture. We'll put it on our Facebook page or and
throw it up on the website.
Yeah, and you know that's great because that's part of the family. They may not be cooking, you know, for say competitively or whatever, but they are listening to us, and I really appreciate it. I know Colin does too.
Certainly, and I'm sure our sponsors certainly do.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, that's something you guys could think about doing, and I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Certainly, you know, getting together with any group of people just to have a common activity, something to bring people together, and I feel like a broken record every time, just about every week I comment on how the barbecue community is so strong.
Right.
And even when it's not going to cook barbecue, eat barbecue, go to a competition or something like that, just something as simple as a barbecue talk show is bringing dozens of people together to just enjoy each other's company and, you know, that humanity that everybody just needs.
And we have fun. I mean, you know, we're on radio. People can't see us, and they can't see exactly how
luckily
much fun.
For most people.
Well, that may be good because, you know, I've been told I got a perfect face for radio.
Yeah.
But they don't realize how much fun we actually do have doing this. And hearing about people cooking and stuff like that. And I also wanted to give a shout-out to Josh over there at Yummy Tummy. Because this past week I did a picnic, pork picnic roast, and I like to debone it and then lay it flat on the smoker. And I mixed some of the Yummy Tummy Inferno with blackberry preserves and glazed that. And oh my gosh, that stuff was good.
I'd like to see Josh take a stab at that, sort of just in his own time, and really hone it down to the perfect recipe. And even if he just threw it up as a recipe on his show for a derivative of the sauce. But, you know, I feel like that's something that could evolve into a sort of a spin-off of the Inferno sauce, Inferno Blackberry or whatever.
Right.
Because I feel like, and I mentioned this earlier, blackberry especially to me jumps out as a really great complimentary flavor for the heat that you get on the back end of that Inferno sauce.
Well, and you know, with the preserves, it's got a little bit of a tartness to it, too. So
it right, just, a little acidity added in there.
Yeah, it just matches up so good. So I wanted, you know, give that shout out to Josh and let him know that we are using Yummy Tummy.
Certainly.
And so, with as rainy as it is, I think we're just going to kind of, you know, just go with our mellow little selves today. And
yeah, you talk about our sponsor, Peterson Oil, and pre-ordering that propane. Everybody take a look outside, maybe step outside and feel how this is, and then imagine several degrees colder.
Yes.
And how much you're going to want that propane. So might be time to consider throwing in a pre-order there.
Well, and, you know, we've been going with these 90 to 95 degree temperatures.
Yeah, this is honestly a pleasant break.
Oh, it is. Like, today's only supposed to be like 68.
Yeah, somewhere around there. It's just warm enough that I don't have to put on jeans or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the only thing is, I got a large enough umbrella that I can still get to my grill and stuff.
Sure, I've actually found a number of articles here. Let's see. There's one from foodfirefriends.com, which is a website I had not heard of, but seems like it could have some interesting resources. There's a recipes section that I may rely on in the future.
Okay.
But it's an article titled "The Barbecue Must Go On: Top Tips for Grilling in the Rain," and it gives a couple of different options for just covering up the grill and yourself naturally. And it reminds me of, I believe it was in Springfield, that there was a competition that was just rain drenched, right, miserable. And I don't remember if it was a leak or something like that, but Mike Pig Daddy Spearman's drums had like a foot of water in them, and his wood was soaked. He put his wood in the drums to protect it from the rain, and it just, you know,
it didn't work.
Well, what a way to start a competition.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I've got a canopy that I use. It's a 10 by 10 canopy. And I am not one bit worried about putting that thing up when I want to do some grilling.
Sure.
You know, and it's right in the middle. It's got an escape hatch for the smoke to go out if it needs to. And
I think one of the things with weather like this, you rarely see rain without some accompanying wind.
Right.
And that, I think, can sometimes, once you're covered, become the more problematic element, not only for just cooking, maintaining your temperature and those sorts of things, but if you do have a canopy, you got to make sure it's secured.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to kind of put some nails down in the ground. And, you know, it just, like I said, I've had to put it up in, had monsoon-type weather. But it worked, and, you know, that's, you know, come wintertime, I got some tips there, too, how to keep your smoker warm and stuff like that. And some of them are bizarre, but they sure do work. And that's all that matters. So, you know, we got a, not what you call a fast-paced show today, because, like I said, we're kind of laid back with the weather and stuff, enjoying it. And I know a lot of people just roll their eyes when you say, how do you enjoy rain with flood routine?
All these flash flood warnings I keep getting.
So you just put your, you know, put your grill on a big inner tube, and it'll float around while you can do your, you know, visiting or whatever.
Yeah. Your serving tray can be used as a flotation device in the event of an emergency.
Exactly. And, I mean, it does look a little strange when you're going out there in your chest waders to get to your grill, but
certainly. I'm from Eureka, and anyone who's, you know, from around that area remembers, I think it was, maybe it was 2015, I think, December of 2015, that we got some of the worst flooding we've ever had. And I actually have a video of me in a boat. There's a guy with waders just towing the boat, and it was funny because I was shooting this for YouTube purposes, so I went up, I said, hey, could you take me out? And he had just taken out a news crew for, you know, like Channel 5 or whatever.
Right.
And then the Channel 2 guy comes up, he's like, hey, we need to go out, and he said, well, I'm taking this gentleman first. And I'm just sitting there like, hey, just got a little camera in my hand. But anyway, it's the main downtown Eureka, South Central Avenue, which is where all of our businesses are, the original Eureka High School schoolhouse, which, interestingly enough, my dad had as an office space for a while, is on that road. And so it was flooded, you know, it's on a slope, so obviously the depth was varying, but just going out in a boat, and it's just an unreal experience to go down this main stretch of your hometown in a boat.
Right.
And I think there was, somebody had a Mustang Mach 1 in a parking lot.
Oh,
just
no.
Up to the windows, and it, you just cry.
Well, you know, I've done competitions where it's been raining, and, you know, that canopy has come in handy.
Sure.
But it's like you said, you better have it grounded, you know, and tied down, because it's not easy to sit there and check your meat when it's cooking, when you're holding onto a canopy and wondering if you're going to wind up in Kansas.
Yeah, that's one thing you don't need to be worrying about and adding one more multitask.
Yeah. But, you know, we still had fun. It's a good thing we had a travel trailer there with some change of clothes, because we needed it, and we needed the heat, too. So it's just, like I said, this is just rain. Don't get discouraged. You can still get out there and grill if you plan on it today. You just have to improvise. And some of them are pretty neat to, you know, to watch.
Right. And that's one of the interesting things about this article. And once again, that's foodfirefriends.com. And so it's got, you know, patio umbrella, barbecue canopy, retractable awning, a lot of different options for covering up the grill. But then it goes on to some tips to sort of reduce your time in the rain. So pre-cook to reduce your time in the rain. It talks about wind and trying to mitigate that factor, better temperature control, those sorts of things. And give some, you know, do's and do nots. And
right.
And I won't go into detail because we just don't have the time. But it's certainly worth checking out at foodfirefriends.com. I'm probably going to bookmark this website because it looks like some interesting content.
Well, we got winter coming up, you know, and I've said it before. I've dug the snow out from around my grill so I could get it lit, knowing that it's going to melt so I could go ahead and barbecue.
Sure, and we talked about it last week how they say Labor Day is the end of barbecue season. Well, I find that to be pretty arbitrary, similar to the rule of you don't wear white after Labor Day.
Yeah, well.
And in research for last week's show, I found out why that is, because most people, it's just like, oh, that's the fashion rule, and they have no idea why it actually is. And it turns out it had to do with sweat. And it was very difficult to clean white clothing if you had stained it with something like sweat back in the day. So in the summer months before Labor Day, the rich people would wear that as basically a statement of, oh, yeah, I can afford to just throw this away, or I have enough money to burn on white clothing and not worry about sweating in it. But after Labor Day, if you were wearing white, it meant you were trying really hard to look like them, but you weren't really them.
Yeah, but the one good thing, too, is go ahead and wear white if you're eating barbecue.
Certainly. Wear white and go out and barbecue. Because
absolutely.
It's kind of ridiculous to stop just because of a holiday.
Well, we need to take a quick commercial break. Coming up in segment two, we got Rich and Bunny Tuttle calling in from the KCBS to let us know what's going on there, and we're going to talk about some shows coming up. So make sure you stay tuned to ESPN 107.3. You're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
This is the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
I'm going to consume all of this at the same time because I am a free America.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. This segment is brought to you by Huddle House in Cuba, home of the Huddle Up Rewards program. Huddle up and hurry into your Cuba Huddle House today, any meal, anytime. And like I promised, we are being joined by Rich and Bunny Tuttle, our KCBS representatives, and becoming very, very good friends to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. Good morning, folks. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. Good morning.
Fantastic.
All right.
You guys any drier than us?
No, we're wet.
Ugh. Yeah, but we were talking about that. Just because it's raining outside, that don't mean you can't fire up them grills.
Yeah, my dad just sent me a picture from the garage. He's got the pit boss sitting in there. He said, let it rain.
That's right.
We were supposed to go down to Butler this weekend and cook, but we couldn't because you heard about our stolen trailer.
Right.
So we are inside a dry house, and I'm praying for those all out there in the rain. They're having a better time than us.
Well, yes, you know, they probably are, but they're having to get a little bit more damper than you are, too.
Probably one of those grass is greener situations.
Yeah. You know, it separates the men from the boys.
There you go.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, you know. They say Labor Day is the end of barbecue season, but we think it just kind of defines you as a cook.
That Butler, Missouri contest is kind of notorious for wet weather.
Yeah, it is the time of year for it.
We were over ankle deep in water. I mean, everybody there.
Oh, but man.
It was torrential.
No, we were still drinking Jameson's, though.
Oh, there you go. Then you didn't feel it.
Oh.
You didn't care if you fell down when you were wearing white.
Probably the most authentic feeling of being in Ireland.
Yeah, there you go.
What
you guys got new, unusual for us this week?
Yeah, it is. Well, we got Hurricane Gordon coming up here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just all air.
That's right.
As Ron White says, it's not that the wind is blowing. It's what the wind is blowing.
Well, that's true. There could be a few trailers passing us before we get out of here.
We have lost our share of tents, let me tell you.
Yeah, we were talking about that, too. It's kind of hard, you know, when you've got a canopy over your smoker, to hold on to the smoker and try to check your meat, too, at the same time.
Yeah, the wind is, I think, the worst. It's worse than snow, rain, hail, everything. The wind is the worst.
Oh, absolutely. So what's going on with KCBS this week, you guys?
Well, what's going on? We've got the American Royal coming up next week, but there was one contest that I would like to talk about, which is going to be 2 weeks after that, on September the 28th and 29th. We mentioned it last week. It was the Jonesboro, Arkansas Downtown Barbecue Festival. And actually, after your show aired last week, they picked up three more contestants for that event. So it's gonna be a good one. They've got live entertainment Friday night and Saturday night, and it's gonna be fun.
Wow. Well, that's good. At least we know we're doing something right then, right?
That's right. And we've got people listening and paying attention.
And that's even a plus, too. You know, it's one thing to have the radio on, but it's another thing to actually listen to it.
If they're interested at all they need to do is just go to JonesboroDowntownBBQ.com.
Well, there you go. There's an invitation for all those cooks out there that wonder what they're going to do after the Royal's over.
That's right. And a lot of people, they just keep cooking. You know, we cook all the way through December. A lot of them are down either in California or Georgia or Florida, but every once in a while we have some up in way up north, and they have like ice fishing and stuff.
Now that would be an interesting competition, that while you're cooking, people are out there on the lake ice fishing. That tells where your dedication is.
That does. I'm not that dedicated.
Oh, come on now. You guys went to Canada.
Yeah, we did. I got to give those guys kudos. They were awesome.
That was a great first-year event. They had 26 teams, first-year event, and they had it. They had all their ducks in a row.
Oh. See, sometimes it pays when you got the right people organizing it.
So
yeah, and I hope Smellacue, who won Grand Champion, is down at the Royal. They said they were going to go, but the last I heard through the grapevine, they probably won't show. But they will next year because they want it.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
They got an automatic invite for next year, so.
I'd like to talk about another contest real quick, if y'all don't mind me changing the subject.
No, absolutely.
Pardon the interruption. While we're still on Jonesboro, I did manage to find out about the live entertainment. Here on KASU.org is an article that says that Fuel will be performing Friday, September 28th, that Friday night, and then Smash Mouth will be performing Saturday, September 29th.
Awesome. That is great. Yeah, see, we didn't have that information, and Paul Carter, who is the organizer of this, and by the way, he is awesome at that, he didn't know who it was at the time when we talked to him, because we usually talk to him about a year ahead.
Sure.
And he just didn't know who it was. So that sounds great. Thanks for looking that up for us, Paul.
Well, it was hard to find.
Yeah, we tried to find it, too, and I couldn't find it either.
Yep. So you had another competition you wanted to mention?
Yes, it's Independence Fire and Ice Barbecue in Independence, Missouri. And we have been running this contest for a while, and they have a kids' queue, which parents, you know, when they get into the contest, and I don't believe they even have to have a team there, but kids like from 5 to 10, that's the younger division, and 11 to 15, that's the older division. I like to call it the tweens. They cook too, and they have separate cookers for them to cook on. And we usually get like 25 kids up there. It's awesome.
Holy cow.
So that's a sight to see right there. And in order to get a hold of them, you just go to SilversteinEyeCentersArena.com. And you would talk to Dylan Esco if you want to cook. If you want to judge it, which I can tell you right now, their judges are full. Every certified barbecue judge likes to do this contest. They usually have up to 80 teams.
Wow.
Yeah, it's four of us that run it. So,
and then plus all the kids too, right?
Oh yeah, and we have a blast. I mean, we have a blast. Judges have a good time. Cookers have a good time. It's a nice run, well run contest.
Well, and you know, and that's how you get the replacements for the guys that are going to retire from cooking. You got to have them young ones coming up.
That's right. We have to train them. I told you about Brent Richardson. He's Slabs of Approval. He came from Slabs.com. He started when he was five, and now he's, what, 24?
25. He just turned 25.
Yeah, but I did want to mention their prize money is $12,750.
Holy cow.
So you might want to, somebody might want to try that one, but I'd be getting your form in pretty quick.
Well, yeah, because it's probably going to fill up pretty fast.
Yeah, I already know a lot of teams there. That's going to be a good one.
Are you guys cooking in it?
No, we have to rep it.
Okay.
Him and Mark Collier.
Okay, well, you know, maybe Stephanie's got time. She can go out there and carry on the name.
She'll be there.
There you go. I know there's a lot of people don't know who I'm talking about when I said that, but that's your niece, right?
Yeah, but that's a little teaser for them.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And
yeah.
So now, I don't know if we're going to get it all in on this segment, so you guys might have to hang around a little bit, but let's go to the Royal because, you know, I've talked to Rich earlier and stuff like that. I've never been there. Colin and I are going up there, and we are going to record a lot of segments with some of the cooks up there. So kind of give the audience a little fill-in on what the Royal's all about.
Well, it's kind of called the grandfather of all contests, or the granddaddy. Yeah, it's a World Series. They have sauce contests, the International Barbecue Sauce Contest, which we used to be a long time ago called the Diddy Wah Diddy. It was Remus Power started it, Artie Davis. We call him Remus. And he got that started. So they do have a really nice sauce contest, but I think it was actually held in May. And then they have the Kids Q, which we have donated about 7 cases of K-Cast barbecue sauce. Little plug there.
There you go.
For all the kids. Every child gets one of the best sauces in the world. And then they have dessert contest, potatoes, beans, along with the basic four. And they have side dishes. And Rich and I have participated in every one of those categories. And I'm going to tell you, it's exhausting for the cookers, but there's so much elation because on Friday night, there's usually a huge party. You're probably going to have anywhere from 200 to 400 teams. When you go down there, we'll get the figure for you because I can talk to Carolyn and she'll know how many people are down there.
Okay.
We are definitely going to meet you Friday, and we definitely got to have some barbecue.
Well, yeah, we're coming up to Kansas City. That's barbecue capital of the world.
There you go.
So, you know,
the unique thing about this American Royal is that it's actually two contests on the same weekend. And the first contest is an invitational. And in order to be invited, you have to have won a grand championship in a qualifying event. To be a qualifying event, you either have to have at least 50 teams or you have to have a state proclamation from the governor proclaiming it a state championship. And a first-year event has to have at least 15 teams, and thereafter it has to have at least 25 teams along with that governor's proclamation. So it's pretty interesting, but you can figure that for every state in the union, plus the invitational includes international contestants, it's very large in itself and very prestigious because you were invited to be there. You had to have won. And then the Open is the following day, and that's open to everyone that wants to cook it. And that always lends to be a very, very huge contest, and sometimes a lot of frat parties and a little bit of craziness. So
bring your walking shoes, dude.
All right. Well, hey, if you guys will hang on and join us in the next segment, we got to take a quick break here. So coming up in segment three, we're going to hear more about the Barbecue Society, which is the Royal now. So make sure you keep your dial right here on ESPN 107.3. We'll be back with Rich and Bunny in the next segment. And you're listening to Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. It's the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
Wait, wait. I worry what you just heard was... give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was, give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. Or go online at ESPN1073.com. I am your host, Lyle Quast. My co-host, Colin Fisher, and I are sitting here, and we are just discussing what we're going to do next. So this segment is brought to you by UTV and ATV. It's only a click away at CowtownUSAInc.com. And this is our Barbecue Society area. You know, it's sponsored by Cowtown. And we have Rich and Bunny Tuttle on the line. And when we left, we started talking about this, the big barbecue coming up, the Super Bowl of barbecue, the American Royal. And that's coming up 1 week from, I guess it starts yesterday, right?
No.
No, it
starts
it,
1 week from yesterday.
One week from yesterday.
Yes.
Too much future in past tense.
There you go.
It starts loading in on either Wednesday or Thursday, and it looks kind of scarce and bare down there, and then I'll have the news crews down there interviewing people, doing scotch eggs and all that kind of stuff, and then Friday, Thursday night rolls in, it starts getting pretty crowded and pretty smoky, and then when Friday hits, it's on.
Oh, yeah. So when we took our break there, you were talking about how the people get into being in the Royal. You know, there's actually a two-part deal that can happen.
That's right.
One, you get invited, and the other, it's just come on down and have fun.
Yeah, it costs like $15, I think, to get in. But that's for the whole weekend. Their parking does cost, so doesn't it cost?
I don't remember.
No, I don't think does cost.
And they've got shuttle service to bring you into the it's actually at the Kansas Speedway. And the entire contest is in the infield of the Kansas Speedway.
Yeah, when I was looking up some of this stuff in preparation, I saw pictures of that, and man, it's impressive looking.
Yes, it is.
Well, just out of curiosity, and I don't know if you know the answer or not, why did they take it from the stockyards down to the Speedway?
Well, there was a location issue. We started outgrowing. They were busting at the seams. There was no place else to go.
Oh, okay.
I mean, wouldn't you if you could?
It couldn't expand. I mean, we filled up every nook and cranny that was down there.
And then the city, they were going to sell it, so they didn't want us to be down there anymore because they were going to sell the Kemper and all that, so we kind of fell apart because of that. And so we went to Arrowhead,
right,
which was awesome. I really liked that area because I felt like it was well organized and we were set perfect and everything. But then it started conflicting with football games with the Chiefs, and boy, who would want them to disturb the Chiefs? So we ended up going out to Kansas, which a lot of people were disappointed in because we wanted to keep it in Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
And it kind of fell off a little bit, but I think it's kind of come back. You know, I mean, the year that we quit down at the Kemper was like up to 650 to 700 teams.
Wow.
And then it knocked clear down. I think last year was like 300. And so now I think this year it's kind of coming back because I think it threw everybody a little bit.
Well, the Speedway's not that far out of town, is it?
No.
No, it's actually in the interstate loop, as they say. You know,
right.
The interstate that loops the entire city, it's within that.
Well, like
so
I said,
it's not really out of town.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, I've never been there. I've talked to people that have been there. And, you know, of our listeners, if they want to have something to do for a weekend, from what I've seen on TV and heard from other people, that is the place to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely the place to be.
Do you have a hotel reservation?
No.
Well, I might be able to talk to someone to get you a room real close, but they're pretty full. So something you might want to consider. Or you can just come and stay with us.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we're all family anyhow, right?
That's right.
You and Colin don't mind sleeping together, do you?
Well, you know, we're friends, but I don't think we're that good of friends.
We have a blow-up bed, too.
It's something about, you know, never mind. I won't say it on the air.
depending on what you're serving with dinner, the floor might accommodate me.
Yeah, I was going to say we have a blow-up bed, too. So.
Now, that's
good. Jameson's will be flowing.
Oh, there you go. You know, that's going to make our listeners go,
Whiskey will make anything a bed.
Oh, there you go. And Colin and I were talking before we went on the air this morning about how the way barbecue brings people together and starts things. You know, like we got a couple little listening parties that are starting up now on Sunday nights. And you would not even think that this, you know, because one of them is all college kids. But
awesome.
They're starting to listen now every Sunday night. They get together. Somebody cooks some barbecue, brings side dishes, and they're having a blast. And so,
yeah, I think that means we're officially cool.
I think so. For old people, we're cool.
I'm not telling you how old I am.
We know you. You're still in your 20s.
Yeah. That's what my mind keeps telling me. But I tell you what, those college kids that are listening, we've actually had high school teams that they'll put a team together from school. College kids need to get together. Now, you guys listen to this. Get together. One of you decides who wants to do brisket. One decides ribs, chicken, and pork butts or a shoulder. And you all get together and you all do your thing. And each one of you will turn it in and you guys can see how well you do. Because I guarantee you, we need some fresh ideas out there. So come on in.
Well, I said, my daughter's one of them. They're talking about getting a barbecue team together and maybe do some traveling next year. Try it for a year so it does. And so I think you might have another one to mentor along the way. I'm not real sure.
That's great.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, so she's another one that really enjoys having you guys on the show. And you know what? We talked about it before. Even if once barbecue season's over, like I said, it goes a long time. We don't want you guys to get off the show. We want you to stick around. I mean, there's always something to talk about in barbecue.
Hey, guess what? We talk barbecue in December just as well as we do in August.
There you go. And plus, there's another big competition coming up next year that later on in the year we're going to talk about down in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
And it's going to be neat because the criteria for the invitational that the American Royal was just grand champions. This one is going to be grand champions and reserve grand champions. So the first loser gets a shot, too.
Oh, man, it can't get any better than that. You know, really.
Right.
And Colin and I have already been talking. He's going to start brushing up on his German and stuff so he can come down there and translate for me.
Oh, good.
And, you know, my daughter, she's going to, you know, we got to go through Springfield to get down there. So we're going to just stop and pick her up, too, so she can see what it's all about. And
that would be great. Super.
So,
it's not going to be new to Sarah. She's pretty well experienced in barbecue contests.
Yeah, but, you know, the different regions that are coming in, because it's supposed to be a world competition, right?
Right.
So I've heard that there may be some from Australia and stuff like that. And
you'll see them next weekend, too.
Well, there you go.
If I don't get to try some smoked kangaroo, I'm going to be disappointed.
I don't think you're going to get any of that.
It'll keep you hopping.
Alligator.
Yeah. We had a guy on.
Alligator.
Was it the guy from Timber Charcoal? He was doing a whole.
No, Kingsford.
Kingsford, that was it. It was, doing a whole alligator.
It tastes like chicken.
Yeah, but it don't affect you like chicken. I can guarantee you that. I know I've had it. So, all right, guys. Well, we're going to take another break. And thank you so much for coming on the show and letting us know what's going on. And we will see you next week up there in Kansas City.
We're looking forward to it.
So are we, guys. So have a great week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, we got to take another quick break, but make sure you don't go anywhere, because when we come back, Colin's going to have our recipe of the week, and he said he's keeping that a secret, and so it'd be the first time for me, too. You're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show. Expert advice on becoming the best barbecue cook or fabricator you know on ESPN 107.3.
For weeks afterwards, there are flecks of meat in my mustache, and I refuse to clean it because every now and then a piece of meat will fall into my mouth.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm your host, Lyle Quast, and this segment of our show is brought to you by Wind Supply in Rolla, offering the best prices and selection on Traeger pellet cookers and Milwaukee tools. That's Wind Supply of Rolla, located on Twitty Drive in Rolla. And now it's time for our recipe of the week. It's brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years and available at Cox Brothers in St. James. And Collins came up with a recipe. He said he was going to... Oh, there it is.
So I was looking for sort of a rainy day recipe. And, you know, when you do a Google search for best barbecue for a rainy day, you don't get any results. Not because barbecue's not on a good on a rainy day, but because it's just good any time.
Absolutely.
You know, if it's raining outside, it's snowing, sunshine, whatever, why do you need an excuse to eat barbecue? So whatever you're making, I think my dad's doing like 4 racks of ribs today.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he did manage to get some rib racks that'll fit the grill, and he's happy.
He's putting it to use, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, there's just, you don't have to look for, you know, barbecue that tastes good on a rainy day, because it all does.
I think they ought to make it a national holiday. You know, National Barbecue Day, that everybody must eat barbecue that day.
There is a National Barbecue Day, and I can't remember. It might be July 4th. I don't remember.
There you go.
Yeah, but anyway, so... Rather, I came across several articles on just barbecue that you could cook indoors on a rainy day. So if you're not wanting to put in the effort, or you just don't have the means to set up your fortress for barbecuing in the rain, your tent, your canopy, anything like that, there are some options for doing it inside. Obviously, you know, it's preferred to do on a smoker, but well, desperate times.
Well, that's it.
So if you've got a slow cooker, I'd say that's probably your next best option. So this is a pretty simple-looking 5-ingredient slow cooker pulled pork. And so you can throw that on sandwiches, do just whatever you'd like with it. So you're going to need a pork shoulder roast, about 4 pounds, 2 medium onions thinly sliced, 1.5 cups of water, and 1 bottle, 16 ounces of barbecue sauce, or 2 cups of homemade sauce. I wonder...
What is different?
Couldn't tell you. And 1 cup of chopped onions. So you're going to need sliced onions and chopped onions. So the way to make it, and by the way, this comes from thespruceeats.com. It's a pretty great website. I've found a lot of recipes through here, and I will leave a link to that in this week's blog post for anyone who wants to check that out. So you're going to place 1/2 of the thinly sliced onions in the bottom of the slow cooker. Add pork and water along with remaining onion slices. Cover and cook the pork on low for 7 to 9 hours, or 4 to 5 hours on the high heat setting. So obviously your schedule will dictate that. Drain the liquid from the slow cooker. Shred or chop the meat coarsely and discard excess fat. My dad got these, like, claw things for pulling pork, and he just loves to use them. Put the pork back in the slow cooker. Add barbecue sauce and chopped onion. Cover and cook on low for 2 to 4 hours longer. Stir occasionally, and then just serve with warm split buns and coleslaw.
Oh, you got to have the coleslaw.
Of course.
And, so, you know, one alteration they can make to that, you know, when it calls for the water and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you can put soda in there, Coke.
Sure.
Because that sure does add a good flavor to it.
Could probably do apple juice as well.
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So there's a way, and, you know, I'm looking at what the total time here is going to look like. So if you went, you know, 9 plus 4 hours, so if you want this for dinner, you probably ought to get started.
Get up in the morning.
Yep.
And, you know, you were just talking about something. Your dad found these claws
mm-hmm.
for pulling pork. I went to the garden center, and, you know, those little miniature hand rakes you could
sure.
find? I bought two of them. Works great.
I suppose it would.
And, I mean, my hands don't get in that. And, I mean, pork coming off the cooker, you're looking at 190 to 200 degrees. You know, when you want to start pulling that, it gets warm.
I tell you what, I bought a 3D printer, and those have to get quite warm, and that's 200 degrees Celsius. So, because you're melting plastic and stuff like that.
Holy cow.
So, it gets quite warm. Well, when you're wanting to exchange an extruder nozzle, you have to warm it up and get all the plastic out of it and then take it out. Well, before you reach in and grab it with your finger and thumb, give that sufficient time to cool off, because it will start to burn you before you can even feel it, and then you just realize, ow.
Yes.
And it will hurt for several days, or
well,
so I'm told.
That's why there's a lot of us in the barbecue. We get these cotton gloves.
Mm-hmm.
They're fit real tight, and then you can put your rubber gloves over top of them.
Right.
And that helps with the heat a little bit.
Yeah. Tell you what, I was in a chemistry lab in high school, and one girl found out, very unfortunately, that one of those gloves had a hole in it when she grabbed a very, very warm beaker, which quickly was sent shattering to the ground.
Oh, yeah. I did that. And when I was in about the fourth grade, we were introduced to Bunsen burners and how you can bend glass tubing.
Sure, yeah.
Don't get the glass warmed up and then grab onto it thinking you're going somewhere else.
Yeah, no.
Because there's a sizzle haps.
Yep.
But, folks, I hope, you know, today, it's rainy. Okay, you accept it. You know, what's that saying, necessity is the best form of invention?
Necessity is the mother of invention, I think.
That could be it.
Something like that. Hey, I remember the Schoolhouse Rock song, Mother Necessity.
Well, you know, I cook barbecue. I don't write. But you can still get out there and have a great time. And, you know,
just be careful with the flash flood warnings going on right now. And I guess just this seems to be common sense, but every time without fail you see somebody trying to drive through it. And I've seen videos of people where the water is pushing the nose of their car down because it is on the hood.
Right.
And, yeah, you may be going with a decent head of steam for a little while, but realize that your car needs air to run, and engines, especially internal combustion engines or diesel engines, do not like water in them.
And another thing, and, you know, with the savvy barbecuers out there, and I'm not saying anything about the ones that are just starting out, but just because it's raining and we're talking about grilling, that does not mean to say that you take your small little grill in the house to cook, because it'll be out of the rain. Because you will do no cooking in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And they will be bringing you out on a board.
Yeah, you know, just, I don't know, it seems like exercise common sense
exactly.
is just sort of the best policy with these sorts of things.
And, you know, I would love to see, if you guys are going to get out there today and do some cooking, send us some pictures, because it can motivate other people to get out and try it, too, when they see them, you know, on our...
Yeah, for sure.
On our website and stuff like that. And, you know, I know them guys down there at Fort Leonard Wood. They don't give up. They should be out there grilling up a storm today.
Well, I'm sure they've done worse in the rain.
Absolutely. You know, have tried them, but them sea rations are nothing to write home about. And if they can handle them, they can handle this barbecue. And so... like I said, next week me and Colin are going to be at the Royal. We'll probably be playing a tape show, but we're going to have a whole lot of stuff to bring back to you. So,
yeah, so bit of suspense on this one.
There is, and you may want to listen to us real close because it may really surprise you that our little old show here is going to be able to do what it wants to do just about up there.
Yeah, it's going to be quite interesting. You know, I've never been to a barbecue competition, let alone the big one.
Oh, man.
You know, so this will be a very interesting, just new experience for me. And I, you know, even when you went up and first met Rich and Bunny and all those times that we've done a competition or something like that, I'm always back in the studio.
Right.
So this will be a chance for me to actually, you know, see it, smell it. Oh, looking forward to that.
I'm thinking we're going to have to go get us some pretty good-sized bibs because, number one, I'm pretty sure that when I get there, my mouth's going to fall open and drool may start, you know, and when I start smelling all that food. And the good part is sometimes you can go around and get samples. So, you know, you don't ever know what's going to happen there.
I might bring a couple of different, like, hats and a fake mustache so I can circle back around a few times.
There you go, especially if stuff's good, you know.
Right. You know, you're in, like, a Costco or something, and you come back like, oh, come.
Yeah, you know, but we may be giving our secrets away. They'll be looking for us now.
I remember there was one Halloween. I had a bit of a modular costume that had several parts to it. So I would go and take off one part, and then I'd kind of switch it up. I went to the same house three times before they realized it was me.
Yeah, well, that can get their attention. I'm just going to hang on to my little bowl or whatever that I get from and tell them, say, I don't know what happened. I'm walking down the street, and all my barbecue disappeared. You know, I guess a sauce around my lips would be a giveaway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, kind of a hand cut in the cookie jar situation there.
So, well, guys, it's about time to wrap up. And the Mid-Mo Smoke Show is heard live every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. This show is produced in the Mid-Missouri Media Studios in Rolla, Missouri, and engineered by Colin Fisher. Don't forget, you can always listen to a podcast of this show. Just go to our website at ESPN1073.com, click programming, and the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and thanks for joining us. And until next week, we'll smoke you later.
You've been listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 with expert advice from the Pitmaster, Lyle Quast. Saturdays from 9 till 10 a.m. on ESPN 107.3.